Expobomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I hear voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the tree till I'm blind.
Hello! How are you? Are you sitting comfortably? Then we might begin. We might not. I don't know. It's all kind of a questionable part of the whole big thing, little things, all the things in the little things and the bigger things and wild those. Yeah, all of that things. Like, you know, I don't quite know. I fully admit that I don't quite know. And that wherever I end up, that's where I've chosen to go. How? I don't know. When? I don't know. Why? Because I feel like it, and there's nothing else needed to do with that. That's all that is. So at least I know why. What? A jolly walk. A jolly trot. A jolly stick 'em in the eye with a sword that's 10 feet long and pluck out their bitter brains and sup on their cup of their hearts. Something like that. I don't know. It's just kind of, I'm just playing with it. It's just sort of showcasing it around to see if it works that way or not. I don't know. You can let me know. Give me feedback. I'm curious. So, I want to start off the show again a little bit tonight with, DC Comics. Still a thing. I probably won't stop thinking about this or talking about this. And I'm still wondering what the thought processes are behind AT&T and Warner, who have basically told DC, you know what? We don't care. We don't care about you. We don't care about the consumers. We don't care about any of that stuff. We're going to make a big decision that essentially takes everybody out of the picture. And then we're just going to do it the way we want to. Now, I've been reading some information from Jim Lee, who was the president of DC Comics and is now, I guess he's president of Transition or whatever. And his goal in pacifying and mollifying, it's a good word, I like that word, you should look it up, to essentially establish a positive face on everything. It's hard, because the way that I understand things working with both AT&T and Warner is that DC is not quite in the box they want checked, so they're changing that box to fit the box they want checked, which for me as a consumer and as a reseller of comics, it becomes very difficult to really have much in the way of sympathy for the brand DC Comics, and even less so for Warner and AT&T with the way that they're going. So how this is going to pan out in the future is kind of still a big unknown. I mean, so what Jim Lee was saying and has posted at least a couple times that I've seen now is that the AT&T and Warner are not getting rid of DC. That's pretty much a flat out. They're saying this 100%, not getting rid of them. But because why would you get rid of an engine of creation that creates content and creates licenses, characters, and assets that those companies can then use? That is essentially what Warner and AT&T are doing with sub companies like DC. So bringing them in, making better products that sell better on, say, Hulu, which is now part, sorry, not Hulu, HBO Max, which is part of that consortium, they have access to a large variety of content to be able to pick from and create media that will do. And yes, EV, they are still doing the DC fandom thing, but we still don't know how that's going to play out. As I've said, or at least once or twice to a couple of people, yeah, I think what's going to happen is they're going to come on and start announcing things. Okay, this is canceled, this is canceled, this is canceled. We'll continue with this, we'll continue with this, we'll continue with this. I don't know. It's going to be hard. I'm curious to know what happens after that, because I think that's this weekend. It could just very well be, it's like, hey, all of these movies and shows that we've got on board, they're all going ahead. And that would be fantastic, because that's exactly how Marvel was able to secure their brand, is they almost went bankrupt. And in order to get themselves out of that negative pit, they essentially sold themselves to Disney. And Disney acquired the brand and said, you know what? We like you guys. Here's a bunch of money. Go make some stuff. And they did. And they really pulled their asses out of the hole. and have created a brand that is very well accepted, very well endowed, and very well, I like it. DC needs to be able to accomplish the same thing, and as I said, it still remains to be seen if they can, if they will. Most of the movies that they've put out over the last little while were kind of mediocre. They didn't really achieve a lot of success, except for some notable exceptions being the Wonder Woman movie and their animated stuff. Their live-action movies, except for, and the Nolan Batmans, did not do well. But they have not lost money. This is the thing that's really chimming my chaw, as it were, is that DC was still a successful company. They were making money. They were not losing money. They were not bleeding money. They were not bleeding resources. They were still an efficient company that was still creating product, releasing product, making money. So obviously, from what I understand, AT&T is looking at, hey, we need to make money more faster. We need to focus down on the key elements and start bringing those to the front and really driving those home. So, quick update. That's the DC side of things, and we're still waiting to hear about more. Oh yeah, one more thing. DC has said that they're... Well, don't listen to the hum. they are focusing on more electronic delivery rather than physical print. So, which is, this is something I've been saying for the last couple of years, is this is going to happen in the comic book industry. Much like what has happened in the book industry, is that the transition is going to move towards mass media market content being a digital publication, and then the collector specialty market will be the physical product. I'm a collector. I like my physical products. I will continue buying comics. I will be sad when comics start getting to $10 a comic, but they're already doing some of those now, and that's like, oh my gosh, as it were. So that's what I think is essentially spinning DC's wheels right now, and I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to get ahead of that by being proactive and interactive, and it really feels like sledgehammer politics in the way that they're doing it. Marvel is pretty much well situated to capitalize on that as well, and then all of the other comic book publishers, your second tier, third tier, fourth, fifth, sixth, zinth tier publishers, are going to be a mix of companies that can take advantage of that and want to take advantage of that versus those who are going to say, no, screw you guys, I'm going home, take my ball with me as well. So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes. I mean, the cost of printing paper and distribution alone has been gradually growing. I mean, the pandemic just has not added any bonuses and positive things to all of this. It's still just a, well, what do we do now kind of reactionary kind of thing, and we're still catching up. I mean, the comic book industry is, we are now 2 months into shipping schedules that have been ongoing, and we are still catching up on titles that were supposed to have been out in June, July, some even from, I think some were canceled from the March, April, May periods as well, and may resurface again shortly. But as I said, we have to wait and see how things are going to go, and we will see and comment some more. But tonight I have five video distractions that were involved today, or this week. Two are, hey, I like that, I'm going to watch that again, and three are brand new. So let's start off with this one because it's loud and I like it. I like it loud. I like it a lot loud. That is one of the quickest and most powerful trailers I have ever played, because I just, regardless of what you think about the show, I love it. I absolutely love the shit out of it. And not for the actual fecal matter, because that would be gross and ew. It's Love, Death, Robots, which is an animated anthology series that came out last year on Netflix. I have watched it, maybe 3 or 4 times now. Every once in a while, I just feel like watching, I want to watch that one episode, because that was funny. What is going on now? That is correct. Gosh darn squirrel. And I'm going to continue now. So, we are really excited for when season 2 comes out of that. I am so excited. I can't hide it because I'm on the radio, so that means you can't see nothing. Nothing I'm seeing. So, this is 18 little stories that involve love, death, and or robots. They're animated. They are a range of different animation styles. They're awesome animation, most of them. A couple of them, for me, stand out more than anything else. The episode 3 robots. That's just some funny shit with robots and cats. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was. When the yogurt took over, I mean, come on. Yogurt grew a brain, solved the world's problems, and then left. This is awesome. All the rest of them, there is not a single one of them that I do not like. They have different strengths. I mean, the alternate histories ones where, hey, join the multiversity now where you can watch alternate histories where Hitler died instead of being alive. With the Windows blue screen of death in the one, it's like, oh shit, that's funny. So, if you haven't seen Love, Death, Robots, you should. If you have seen it, I hope you enjoy my enjoyment of it, because I enjoy the crap of it. Back to the ways that Hitler was killed in alternate histories. My favorite is the Jell-O, where the Russians developed a Jell-O weapon and just doosh, and he died of asphyxiation with a Jell-O cap. That was funny. But go to the next one, because, you know, that's the thing. That's what we do. We play this game.
Hello. My name is Violet. My name is Violet. I was born into a world you may not understand. Let me start at the beginning. Everything changed when a government lab discovered a virus that caused genetic mutation. They used it to create faster and stronger soldiers. The problem was, we became a threat.
I want them hunted down and killed.
Get on the ground! On your knees!
We've managed to eradicate almost all of them.
Those of us that survived extinction started fighting back.
If you are compromised, destroy.
Copy that.
They made her a weapon.
Killing is what I do. It's what I'm good at.
They made her a target.
The humans want me.
You jeopardize everything by coming here.
I don't have any place left to go, Garth. Besides, you have all my guns.
And in the final days of mankind's greatest war...
This is pure suicide.
No one but you could have pulled this off.
She will decide their fate.
Are you mental?
Come and get it.
Projection disruption.
Why are you doing this?
Because I hate humans.
You used to be human.
But not anymore, right? I got sick and now I'm something worthy of extermination.
You won't make it out of this complex alive.
Watch me. My name is Violet. I was born into a world you may not understand.
Ultraviolet.
That was the trailer to a lovely movie featuring one of my favorite actresses, Mila Jovovich, I like her in pretty much everything. Well, then we will cap that with pretty much everything. I think there is at least one movie that I was not a a major fan of, but it's good. I love this movie because it's cheesy. It's extremely violent. It basically showcases Mila and her ability to move in sexy outfits and just be damn sexy on screen. Her husband was the director of this movie, and I think I remember an interview in which he said, I don't know what he does, but he always puts me sexy and naked in at least one scene in the movie. And there is a scene in this movie where she's going through a scanner and she's butt naked as she walks through it. I don't know what love got to do with it, but that probably got something to do with it. I know, just leave that there. Most of the people in this movie, I don't know any of them except Mila. Most of them that I wanted to see, I only cared about Mila in this movie. She is an amazingly active person. She has a complete, total lock on to the wire work, the gymnastic work, everything that's involved in this movie is extraordinarily well coordinated. The stunts are super flawless. They really just work, and it's awesome. And I swear to God, the kid who played Six, I always thought he was one of the kids from one of the Lost in Space ones. And I was wrong. It was not him. But I kept thinking, oh yeah, he's the Lost in Space guy. No, it's not him. No, not him. I looked him up. I couldn't see anything I actually think I saw him in. So, whatever. Now, one of the things that I did not recall, and obviously because I haven't seen this movie in about, oh, I don't know, what, 10 years now? As this one came out in 2006, was all of the CG. There was a lot, and I mean a lot. Most of the screen effects, most of the background matting, everything was CG. Even her face was CG'd clean. Many different bits of her anatomy. Everybody else who showed up in this movie, there's like it's that whole fine line like Sky Captain was last week. There's a lot of CG affecting and changing everything in the visual spectrum, and it's awesome. It works. It's a very stylized kind of movie, so I like. You should like, and if you don't like, I won't dislike you for that. It's all good. Now we're going to go to something as a new thing. This will also probably be loud as well because that's just how it was.
ZZ Top, how'd you come up with a name like that?
We will tell three stories. None of them will be true.
The mystique of the band is what brought me to them. The look of a beard like that, what's the rest of your face like?
They're unique, they're eccentric. When you would see them on stage, it was like seeing Bugs Bunny in person.
I'm ready for it.
We found a sound.
Yeah, that's it.
It was time to take Texas culture to the world.
They became international superstars.
Success is a great thing. It can also really screw with you.
All three band members, we wanted to take a step back.
I got a check for $72,000. I spent it on drugs, every bit of it.
Would you welcome ZZ Top?
With these two guys, I've never wanted to quit, and I never wanted to get fired.
Is it better to have the beards over the covers or under the covers?
Okay, so that one is a band that I generally like a lot. I don't think I've quite ever heard a single song of theirs that I did not like. I appreciate their ability to make music. That was ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas. So the other night I was trying to do some stuff. It's like, oh, okay, I just watched the one movie there. It's like, I just want something playing in the background, something kind of mellow. It's like, oh, okay, good, ZZ Top. Yeah, there's a documentary. All right, good, throw that on. It'll be good. It's like, okay, it's, I love their music. Da-da-da. I learned things. I learned that way back when before they started and became ZZ Top, they were the Warlocks, and they were a bit of a trippy 80s psychedelic hippie kind of music thing. And damn, I love ZZ Top's music. I have always loved ZZ Top's music. LaGrange, I think I heard long, long time ago back in something of, I can't remember, sometime in high school or whatever. And I have always loved their music. I will be playing a song later, probably from them. I don't know. I might change my mind. So, there were so many cool things to learn about the band, the history. I loved one of the other aspects of the... I don't really want to say everything, because, you know, obviously you want to enjoy the movie as well. So they did this one tour, I think it was in the 70s. It was a worldwide tour or whatever, and they just basically hopped up, hey, we got lots of money, we can go do this. Sure, let's do this weird worldwide spectacular thing. So they brought along a bison, they brought along a cow, they brought along a couple of buzzards, a horse, some other animals on stage, and they had these guys sitting there while they're playing on stage. Yes, a sharp-dressed zombie. Note from the chat room. So the interesting fun fact I found from this movie was the buzzard that they had on the show is still alive. I did not know that these things lived to a long period of time. Apparently it's like 49 years old. And it's like, holy sheep stuff. And that is a cool ass buzzard. It toured with ZZ Top, you know? That is awesome. So lots of fun things to learn in the show. Tingles from various songs of theirs. The history of the band, like I said, I'm not much of a documentary person. I'll watch the occasional one I enjoy. I think the last one I watched was Jodorowsky's Dune, which was cool as hell. But this made me happy to watch a music documentary, and I'll probably pick up a couple more to watch now. Thanks, Netflix. So now let's go to another Netflix production, which I truly enjoyed as well.
Power, speak a little loud.
If there was a pill,
hungry for that money, I'm coming at the route.
That could give you 5 minutes.
Spit it so they get it. I'm embedded with the power.
A pure power.
I'm embedded with the power.
Would you take it?
What I'm about, but I'll do anything to find that source.
Listen to my voice. Am I lying?
Welcome to Project Power. Our goal is simple: the next evolution of the human species.
You're taking one of those before. It can make you strong, make you invisible. You never know what your power is until you try it.
You push that power, don't you?
Yeah. On the streets, they're talking about superpowers, but they're not talking about how one hit could kill you. What's the plan now?
You took something from me. I gotta get it back.
Something? Or someone?
This thing is tearing our city apart. Your kid has something to do with it?
Where do you think they got the formula from?
They have my daughter.
Maybe we can work together on this. What do you need?
You still got the pills on you?
It's about to get real noisy.
So that's your power.
I got the feeling.
First, we stabilize it. Then, we weaponize it.
I got the feeling.
Power goes to where it always goes, to the people that already have it.
I got the feeling.
They think they can just test their product on my city? We'll let them see what happens.
I got the feeling.
I thought we were like Batman and Robin.
No, Batman and Robin, that's a movie. This is real life.
We doing this.
Tell me where my daughter is. Watch out. We're gonna end this.
It's time to rise. It's time to rise.
You need anything else?
No, I'm fine.
Oh. Yes, you are.
All right, that one was a movie called Project Power. It came out on Netflix last week. Do I recommend this movie? Yes. I pretty much am only going to talk about movies that I recommend. If I get a movie that I like absolutely loathe and will not recommend to anybody, I'll basically put it as a little footnote and say, yeah, I don't want to watch that one because that one was poopy. So I was really surprised about this one. When I watched the movie, I pretty much went into it without knowing anything because it just came up on my, hey, there's a suggested watch for you. It's like, oh, okay, this looks like it's got some action and weird super stuff. It's like, okay, cool, I'll watch it. And it's like, oh, okay, this is cool. This is okay. I swear to God, Jamie Foxx impressed the crap out of me in this movie. I did not believe he was going to be able to pull that much action out of his butt and do this movie. So the main premise of the movie is that there's a pill being circulated around in the streets of New Orleans that gives you a superpower for 5 minutes. Each person has a different reaction to the drug, and not necessarily does everyone actually survive the experience. Some people just basically, look, I got a super and dead. Like explodey bits, all that sort of not fun stuff. It's an interesting idea in the whole superhero genre. I'm imagining that there is a lot of brain space going into the creative side of the world of visual entertainment to keep trying and brainstorm and come up with some new shit. This was a good new shit. The idea premise, buy a pill, get superpowers for 5 minutes, go nuts, do stuff. We have a fire guy, we have a freezing person, we have a Hulk person, we have a extraordinarily... what's the word I want to use? I want to use supple, but that's not really the right word. Oh, bendy. We have a guy who becomes invulnerable, a guy who comes back from total healing like Wolverine or whatever. But that's the whole key thing, is you have to take the drug, and it has to be active in your system to get those powers to happen. For the one healing guy, it's like, you got to make sure you take the drug before you get hurt. Enough said. Ooh, dope. Jack's comment in the chat room. That's all I'm going to say. Dope. And to answer Evie's comment in the chat room, I liked him for different reasons. I really enjoyed Umbrella Academy. I thought it was a smarter story and a better developed superhero story. But Project Power was a complete action thing, which is what not Umbrella Academy is. Umbrella Academy is more of a team thing. Project Power is more of like, weep. So, lots of great visuals. It does seem a little slow sometimes. Like, oh man, what's a superpower thing? Okay, so he had the one there. Oh man, where's it going to be? But dude, they had Tommy from Third Rock from the Sun in this show. He plays a cop. And as soon as I let my brain stop thinking about him as being Tommy, he actually played a good cop. The kid in this, where's her name? Dominique Fishback. Excellent. She played a great role. She delivered an awesome job of the thing. Most of the characters, most of the people and actresses in here did a really good job in what they were doing. They played the characters, they played the roles, and I thought they did a wonderful job. The backgrounds, it seems tight, the way that they had everything shot, the action, the story, very well, very good, flowed well. I liked it. I do have to point out one thing. The one character, his name is Newt in the show, in the movie, apparently his real name is Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm going to fixate on that for a second because, crap, that is a cool-ass name. Machine Gun Kelly, what else have you done? Oh, you played a rocker. I see that. Oh, yeah. Hey, you were in the Tommy Lee Jones one. Tommy Lee, The Dirt. A bunch of other stuff. A lot of things. But he always plays... Okay. Lots of videos. Okay, so it seems like he's got a musician guy. Okay, we'll go with that. He was in Bright. All right. Interesting. What did he play in Bright? Do I remember it? He was in Bird Box. I haven't watched that yet. Whatever. So, fun movie. Great movie. Recommend. Highly. Oh, really? I did not know that. I did not know that he was dating Megan Fox. Interesting. We'll move on. Because that's what we do. So I'm going to pull up the one that I enjoyed the most this weekend.
Okay.
What are you ladies doing here?
Oh, you're lucky I didn't use my gun.
That's okay. We'll use ours.
All right, girls. If you want to keep working with me, the assignment, bring in the fugitive.
Obviously have a gift for this line of work. What if we become the best bounty hunters in Atlanta? What's stopping us?
Hola, Carolina.
Yo soy trabajo.
Can't take your eyes off
me. We're gonna need alibis.
Yeah, kids, they're good. Good job. Yeah.
Well, we will see y'all at home.
Please don't do that.
Luke and I, we made love.
In your vagina?
Yeah.
I guess you're the sluttier twin now.
I know.
I'm a single lady, and I want to meet somebody interesting.
Hey.
Hot. Hey. Hey to you, and to yours.
I've just got a lot on my plate right now. With debate and AP Chem. I'm like totally swamped.
How about we get to work? Come on.
Oh, my arms.
I haven't eaten yet this afternoon. I don't know what you little tramps think you're up to, but I know you're lying. Adventure kind of makes me horny. Everything makes you horny.
We're really nailing this work-life balance. Why do women complain so much? It's super easy to have it all.
This has to remain top secret.
You're right.
Twins wear.
We got the perp, and also she got laid today.
Jesus.
She did, and I'm really proud of her.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're just weird. I'll be a rebel till the day I
die. All right. So that is from a show called Teenage Bounty Hunters. I will fully admit, I completely went in blind just based on the name and the picture of a screaming young girl. And it was, I don't know, I just want to watch something that's really random and kind of whatever. The very first episode, I laughed my freaking ass off. These two kids... they're like 20, 22 or something like that. I'll call them kids because I'm a lot older than that. And I call everyone kids now because I'm Crotch the Old Fart. That's what I'm going to do. I call everybody kid. That's just me. I really enjoyed this show. It starts off funny. The first couple of episodes are just really funny. There's a lot of interaction and dynamics with the characters playing different things. And there's one, I got to say this before I even forget to mention it because it's very important. The one girl, her character name is Blair Wesley. The Wesleys are the name of the family. Angelica Betty Fallini. I swear to God, every time I see her face in this show, I was thinking it was a very, very, very young Mia Sara. Because she is like a spitting image. This should have been her daughter, as it were. Because I kept, every time she turns or the face stops or whatever, and it's like, oh, shit, it's Mia Sara. No, it's not Mia Sara. It's me. No, it's not Mia Sara. It. No, it's not. And if you know who Mia Sara is, she was the young lady in Legend, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, and a bunch of other stuff, and we liked her in all of those things. So, the idea behind the show is these two young girls, they're playing high school students at a Christian high school, and it completely blows my mind that I am so thankful that I never went to one of those. I did grow up across the street from one. And the whole happy, happy, joy, joy, goody, goody, two-shoe things was not the vibe I got from those students. But the way that they played this in the show was hilarious. I cannot believe that they're, and I'm probably willing to bet that it is a fairly accurate portrayal of some environments of Christian schools, high schools. And I just would never be, I would, okay. So they have the one group, the bad kids. They're Satan worshipers. But they're Satan worshipers out helping people. And it's like, oh my God, I don't want to join the Satan worshipers. They're like so much work. I laughed my ass off a lot through this whole show. Now, on the downside, they got me reeled in with all that humor and good, clean fun. And just, ooh, that's dirty, but that's funny. And it worked. Context-wise, it's very humorous. It's very enjoyable comedy. And then they go into the feels. And it's like, what? You're going to expose me to feels? Damn. It's just damn. And then it's like, oh, the ending. Oh, wow. So, to give it a bit of it sounds like, because somebody just said an adult version of Kids Next Door. No, it's probably more like Kids Next Door. Actually, I don't know Kids Next Door. Is that the... I don't know, whatever. To me, it was more like a version of Gilmore Girls meets... damn it. Scott Pilgrim versus the World slash Buffy slash a few other teen coming-of-age type movies and stuff. It's I enjoyed it. It's very hard to peg it as anything more than just a comedy with some serious overtones. There's a lot of social commentary on stuff. There's a lot of good extra exposition and extrapolation about things going on in the world. It's obviously pre-Black Lives Matter and pre-COVID, because there's absolutely none of that that's Oh, yeah, I wanted to mention one thing. It's a funny thing about Ultraviolet. It was like, oosh, masks everywhere. It's like, what? Oh, shit, this is like, they were predicting the future. No, they weren't. So, is the show funny? I think it's hilarious. I am going to read you off a list of the episode names because they're amusing too. Daddy's Truck, whatever. What's a Jennings? Whatever. This Must Be How the Dumb Kids Feel. Yes. Basically Pluto. Death is Bad. Master de Beta. Cleave or whatever. From Basic to Telenova. Telenovela. Sorry, I pronounced that wrong because I don't really speak Spanish, but that was the whole episode of that one. Our Ham is Good. Something Sour Patch. So, why should you watch the show is because, A, very smartly done. Very well acted. The chemistry between the two young women playing the twin, and by the way, they're playing twins, is awesome. Their dynamic between each other is fantastic. I mean, I cannot believe. It's like, ooh, I could believe that they were young sisters and twins and whatever. And then there's a whole thing about bounty hunters. There we go. So, because these two kids end up hooking up with a bounty hunter and learning the trade, even though they're not legally able to, because that would be illegal against the employment laws, because you have to be a certain age to be able to do. That's all I can say about it. It was a good show. I give it a couple of dead thumby zums up because it was fun. So now we're going to Intermezzo Land because that's the next step in the game, right? Or sorry, in this game.
just a sign. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say,
good friends, was ZZ Top doing a song called Licka, or Licker, depending on how you pronounce it, what part of the world you're from the album Mescalero, which is an older album, and probably one of their earlier still grungy type songs, albums and stuff. I enjoy. You should, too. And I'm not really telling you that you should, because I'm just saying that you should, because I think you should, but you should anyways. Ha 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 ha. But now it is time for squirrels, because doesn't everybody love squirrels? I like squirrels.
Twirls and curls and mega squirrels. Furious wrath, the crocodiles need to take a bath. The war is done, the birds are airborne, and dead things crawl upon the broken stone. A guide has been grown, wisdom is flown, time has talked one last time, time for you all to be gone. Lady?
Yes?
Why are you still disrupting my life here? You people are annoying.
Are you a gardener?
Do you like have this wonderful little flower garden thing going on here with all these other, I'm not really much of an animal, a creature, a flowery type thing. I like to eat stuff, but I don't see any nuts. So I was just wondering, like, do you know where there's any nuts? My big guy friend here needs some nuts.
Oh, you weird, what are you saying nice things about my garden?
Yes, it's a lovely garden. Look at it. There's like all this green stuff and yellow stuff. And I don't know what the blue stuff is. What the? I've never seen blue in nature before like that.
Way, this is my garden. It's precious to me. Precious. And you know what? You have said good thing.
I am liking you, little creature. I don't like the rest of you. You are crazy weirdo freaks from another world. Over there. You bring those stupid llamas. The llamas. You brought the llamas to the hole in the ground.
Yeah, we did. We just didn't know what else to do. I mean, this Danger Stranger Maine Mouse man over there has got his weird quest thing that he's forced us all into.
Hey! He's weird. Like, they're all weird. All the people in this land are weird. You guys, you must understand it. You have to reach deep into your souls and pull out something worth fighting for, something worth learning for, something worth yearning for. This is my pearl of wisdom to you all. And you, little squirrel, I'm going to get you a special little leaf.
Ooh, a special little leaf? What? I don't know, is that okay? Hey, Mega, what do you think?
Well, it could be anything. I mean, just, it's a gift. You should never look a gift horse in the mouth. I mean, I've heard that from the Umans. It's like, it's probably intended well. I mean, you said nice things, and I guess she's appreciative of that.
Yeah, but, I mean, look at the garden. It's like, it's huge. There's like acres of this garden. It's like, how the hell do you keep that all up tight?
Well, I have many helper and friends that help me with the things. You all are all still on my lawn.
Get off of my lawn!
Oh shit, we're on the lawn. Is there a rope? Okay, let's go. Okay, guys, let's get all over here. I know we're about ready to take off and launch. You guys are all on George. George is flapping in the air.
Yes, I am. I am ready to rock and roll in a way that only I can go. I like to fly. I like to burn things too, but I like to fly.
Yes. That's all good. Okay, let's get off the nice lady's lawn.
Ah! Okay, little guy, here is a nice special leaf. What you do with this leaf is you keep it for a special time. And when that special time happens, you basically just swallow the leaf. What will happen is you will gain insight into something very special, very specific, and very unique to you.
Oh, wow, that's like awesome. I don't even have pockets. Where am I gonna, I guess I'll just put it underneath my watch here. Thank you, lady. That's like awesome. I've never had an actual gift from someone before. I mean, like, that is like so cool. That's like, wow. I really want to thank you for that, lady. That's like, yeah, I'm gonna just be buzzed with that for a while now because I have never had a gift from anybody before.
Well, that's good. Yes, I am switching my voice back to my other things. It's like I do these things. I am the good girl in the woods. I think I have lots of llama meat for a little while. Not only llama meat, but I've got some fur to grow. But you're gonna have to take your asses out of here because you're attracting crazy chaos. And crazy chaos cannot exist with me. I am a gardener. I am the gardener who grows the things that make the world bountiful.
And it's you attracting the bugs. And you are bringing not only the bugs, but the monsters. I can hear it. There's like a monster growing in the back there. He's getting ready to follow the llama.
Wait, hold up. Hold up. Danger Stranger, main... who said anything about monsters? I mean, we've already encountered a couple, but she's talking about more. And the impression I get is like, lots more. What the hell, man? What the hell? Okay, Bubba? Yeah, I think that was a lovely little tune that you just did there. I don't know what it meant. It really was stranger than I normally hear from you. And, oh, don't worry about him. He's okay. We're all good. Let's get on the road here and let's get going. We've got many miles to go yet. We have to get to the next step in the quest, which is the... Oh, I can't tell you the next step of the quest. Why can't you tell us the next step of the quest? I can't pronounce that word. What? I can't pronounce the word. It's one of these weird-ass words that's in a foreign language, man. It's like, it's weird, man. It's got all these vowels and consonants and these umglots and unglots and these other polyglots, and they're all like glots. It's glottal. It's like it was written in an originally glottal foreign language, and I don't know what it says. I can't read it, but we have to go over there. How far away is over there? Well, it's just a couple miles over that way. And what kind of obstacles do we expect to encounter on the way? Well, nothing getting there. It's the getting out of there that's probably going to have some particular elements of consternation. Oh, would you like to explain any? I'd love to, but I can't. And why can't you explain this part of the game? Well, because I don't know.
Uh-oh, here we go. He's got, I got the same book he had. And I read it, and I don't know anything about this place he's talking about, because I don't even remember knowing about this, lady.
I'm still on my lawn! Get off my lawn! Get out of here! Scoot! Skedaddle! Skipped on! I've given you pearls of wisdom! I've given you a lovely leaf! Y'all should just be getting going now! Just go! Vamos! Rigabalusuli! Chakabana, Dabdi, Ningawa, Ta Sinya Mata Nimitawa Lati Baba Baba. Okay, I think the late nice lady has asked us politely to leave, and I think we're on her ground and obligated to just like vamos, as she said.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You should all be going. Go.
Okay. I think on that note, we shall amscray along the way over to this without stepping on any more of the garden, because the garden is nice, and obviously we have to respect the other people's properties and stuff, because that's just the nice way to be about stuff, right? Okay, so let's get going. Yeah, okay, you guys are on the dragon. Me and Micro are here running. We're running. And, wow, time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it? I mean, imagine all of this time that has gone by. I mean, Micro.
Yes! Oh, you woke me up there. Sorry, I was just distracted. I was reading the watch. What does the watch say? Oh, the watch says, don't listen to foxes. That's an interesting thing for a watch to say. Hey, there's a little hidden compartment. I can put the leaf in there. Yay! Put the leaf. I'm going to put the leaf in there.
Okay, Micro, you do that. I'm just going to keep running here because George there is getting up pretty way. I think we're, I don't know, man. Danger Stranger, Manger Man Mouse. He's got some weird-ass fucking thing going on in his head. It's just, sometimes I just want to wrangle his neck, you know?
I know, totally, man. He's, like, weird. He gives off the wrong kind of vibe that says we're going to die. And I think he is going to die, because no matter what happens, the watch kind of says he might die. And I don't know when, and I don't know how, and I don't know what it's going to achieve, but it's like, it's kind of, it's one of those plottable, predictable kind of things. I mean, every time I hear the story, mythology, when they talk about all of those things and the people, and they had the fights, and they did the stuff, and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he's that one guy that is probably going to die first. Or maybe second, I don't know. But he's probably going to die in at least the first five. And it's like,
well, dude,
Yeah, what?
There's only about 5 of us here.
Oh crap. That's right. We might want to change those odds a little bit. How do we change those odds? Let me see what the watch has to say. Don't listen to the fox. I don't even know what the hell the fox has to say and why we should give a shit about it. Don't listen to the fox. Okay, I guess the piece of advice we have here is to not listen to the fox.
Well, that's probably good advice. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy creatures in this particular...
Hey, who are you calling creature?
You and me are both creatures as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ha, ha, ha. We can say that. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I don't know. I think what we should do is probably look for some... Do you think we can get out of this quest? I mean, do you think we can take, like, a detour and just, like, leave the group and, whatever?
Well, we can probably try that when we get up to whatever this, place is that, Danger Stranger Main Mouse. I don't really like saying his name that long anymore. It's cumbersome. We gotta come up with a nickname for him. What do you think?
I think I like Dan.
What?
Yeah, Dan. It's like a Danger Stranger Main Mouse. It's, like, abbreviated. It's like Dan... as an asshole, and I don't know if he's normal or not, but he's probably not normal. So it's D-A-N-N, not normal. Dan, asshole, not normal. Dan!
Huh. I didn't really give it that much thought, but you apparently have hit the nail on the button head. I think we'll go with that. Dan it is. Yes, he will now be known from reference force by us as Dan. We will stop calling him Danger Stranger Manger Man Mouse. Or any other goofy, stupid name we might come up with for him. Right?
Yeah! That's just a... Oh, wait. Watch has an update. Yeah, don't listen to the fox again. That's... I'm getting weirded out by this watch again.
Don't get weirded out by the watch. The watch has been your friend for a long time. I mean, granted, it did get us down here and kind of screwed us into this weird, whatever the hell world you want to call this thing. I mean, I don't know where the hell we're going. I don't know what we're doing. It's like, are we going to die here? Are we going to, if we die here, wake up back in our world? Or are we going to die here and die here? Or are we going to die here and be reborn here as something else? Because they got some weird notions going on around this place about, hey, you die? Because I think Dangerous Dan has been through this before, or some variation of it. And I think Doc there has too. Shh, they can't hear us, right? They're like flying up there. Yeah, they can't, yeah, they're... Wow, they got some good speed going on back there.
Oh yeah, I just did a little check back in the back for the llamas. I don't see a single llama behind us at all. I think they've I think maybe they're regrouping or trying to go around the crack in the world. Oh wait, that's the world crack. Ha ha ha, I didn't even think about that before. That's world crack. That's like butt crack, but for, instead of for a creature, but for like the world. So that's like the world crack. Crack kills, man. Look what it did to all those llamas. I think we annihilated like half of them. Mind you, that's just really a drop in the bucket with the amounts that's still back there. But at least it's fewer, right?
Yeah, that's definitely fewer. I mean, and we honestly have to keep going and just continuing to see where this ends up with. I mean, I have no idea what we're going to end up with. This whole thing is like an unwritten book, and we just have to keep scrolling through it until we get to the end or to a chapter that makes more sense, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I don't know, I'm getting a bit of a feel here on something, and it's like repetitive, and the watch says, Fox is approaching. Foxes like to eat squirrels, don't they?
Well, yeah, but you're safe, you're on top of a huge mega squirrel. And a fox comes up to me, I'm probably going to just smush it if it's giving me any kind of guffer attitude, right?
Yeah, okay. I can live with that a particular set of things going on, because I'm not really too crazy about foxes. They're like weird, man. They got those funny little faces. I just made a face, but you can't see it because I'm over here and you're over there. It's facing the other way. And it's like, they're nasty, man. They'll eat us up. Like when we're in small... I mean, I'm small. You're not so small. But, well, wait a sec. What if it's a mega fox? That could be dangerous, man. Dangerous. Danger. Danger, mega. Danger. Danger. Ah!
Well, hello, children of the forest. How are you today? My name is Frank. Frank the Fox. I greet you on this journey that you seem to be on this road to another place.
Hello, Frank. We've been warned not to listen to you.
Oh, that's probably good advice. I am a fox, after all, and it is my job in life, mine in anyways, is to feed on the unwary. That's what I do. I'm actually very good at it, too. I prey upon the weak and flustered. But I'm actually not here for you guys. You guys, I don't even know where you guys are from. It's odd. I think you're like an element that has come from left field as far as my particular set of circumstances and things that I have been given to understand. I'm not so sure what your role in the game here is.
Well, we're here to kind of speed things up at some points, slow things down at some points, and I think we're here to continue on with a story that goes for, like, years, days, months, hours. I don't really know. I mean, Micro is the one that's got the watch.
Yeah, I've got the watch. I'm not going to say much. I'm going to stay over here in the corner. Oh, there is two of you. I was sure there was two, but I could only see the one. The large fellow. What is your name, large fellow?
Oh, my name is Mega Squirrel.
Well, that's fantabulous. You are the biggest creature I've seen. Oh, well, except for the, that pigeon thing, you know? That flying shit dumper. Yeah. You're about the same size as him. I'm looking up at you, and I looked up at the bird the last time I saw the bird. Yeah, you guys are like the same size, man. That's like swell. So, are you planning on trying to kill the pigeon like the others and the rest of your party there? I mean, I know the dragon, and I know the not quite dead guy, and I know the crocodile, and I know the thing that's not a penguin, but it could be a chicken, but might be something else. It could be a mouse as well. I really don't know. He's kind of got this odd aura around him. I've seen him before. I mean, we've met before, but he probably wouldn't recognize or remember me. And it's kind of like he's actually the one I'm after. So, I mean, do you have any insight or tips or whatever I could do to like get him?
Watch says, don't listen to Fox. Fox is dangerous. He's gonna be tricksy. So I'm gonna just keep quiet here over here, cause I don't really want to get involved with the fox.
Yeah, that's like okay, man. Don't worry about it. I'm not after you. I'm not interested in you. You're not even a morsel. You're just a tiny little tidbit on the journey of life. It's like beauty, man. Beauty. We're like just chilling. So, what can you cool cats tell me about what's going on so far? I mean, the news doesn't travel as fast or as far as it used to these days because our messenger pigeon system has been kind of broken ever since the giant pigeon took over the airwaves. He, like, really just dominates the air. You know, it's like he squims by and everything else gets out of the way because they don't want to get shit on. That's what it is.
The Llamageddon has started.
What? Really? Already? That's swell. I'm really looking forward to the Llamageddon.
Oh, well, if you wait here a few minutes, or maybe a couple hours, you'll probably find them as they walk right past.
No, man, I'm not going to do that. I got things to do, so I have to, like, get going and get on my way and get some merry stuff done. So which direction are you guys going?
Interestingly, you should say, we're going that way.
Oh, that's hip, man. That's hip. I'm not going that way. I'm going that way.
Oh, so you're going back to the gardener lady or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Is that what she called herself? She's not a gardener, man. She's a witch. She's actually an evil witch. She's like one of those people that, like, if they put the evil eye on you, they're going to put a hex on you. And the hex on you is not going to be a good thing. It's actually a really bad thing. It's like, whatever you do, don't eat anything she offers you.
Why? What could possibly go wrong with that? She was nice.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, I'm very nice here right now, right? I'm amiable, cordial. I'm actually very talkative here. And it's like, it's friendly, right? We're all like, good friends, buddies right here.
Watch this, don't trust Brown Fox.
Yeah, I know, man. Don't worry about it. I'm not actually asking you to trust me. I'm just telling you some information. It's like, don't trust the Pit Witch, because she's a bit of a unbalanced character, man. She's not, like, quite sure if she's there or here. She's like, she lives between times.
What do you mean?
Well, she's like living in the now, but she's living in the then, and she's in the then to come. She's like living all these times at the same time, and it's like really trippy, man. So it's like, it's like I said, don't believe anything she said. Don't eat anything she gave you. And especially, don't listen to any of the words she said, because those words are going to steer you wrong. They might put you into a hole, and I don't think you want to go there. I'm just trying to say, as this friendly ghost out from the order, I have no interest in you guys. But you guys seem like nice people, so I want you to survive. I want you to succeed. I want you to get past where the quest is actually going to be devastating.
What? What do you mean devastating? What kind of devastation? What? Tell me more. Tell me more right now.
Hey, Michael, just chill for a second. Let's not worry about that for right now. I think we have to take a moment here, right? Let's take a moment, right?
Oh, wow, man, that's cool. You want to take a moment? You want to, like, sit down, powwow, chill out, eat a... You want to... I got some wood, too, man.
No, man, I'll leave that to the crocodile. Doc likes the wood. I'm not really... It's like, it's just going to screw up my memory right now, and I just really need to be able to... Okay, let's run.
Oh, wow, see you guys. You guys have a nice trip. Don't worry about me. I'm just going to go and visit the witch.
Beep, beep, beep. And that, good friends and fellow peoples of the world, is the end of tonight's episode of After Rod, episode number 382. Come find us on the Facebooks, on the Instagrams, on the Twitters, whatever other social media platform that's out there that I can possibly try and find a way to wriggle into. Have yourselves an amazing After Rotten time. Be well, be good, be all the things that you decide you need to be in whatever neighborhood you happen to be in. Have yourselves fun, frivolity, and zombie brains for breakfast. Yeah.